When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Listen, let me tell you something. You don't know what a pedophile looks like till you've been chased by a fucking pedophile, okay? I was chased by a pedophile a couple times. Again, I'm gonna tell you a little story. When I came from Cuba, we lived on 205 West 88th Street. But let's back the story up a little bit. For starters, today we're fucking soft. We have a generation of soft fucking kids. Even as adults, we're soft. How many pair of sneakers you got? I got hiking sneakers and sneakers from when I run, and because they have more padding for my falling arch, and I'm. But on my right foot, I have a falling arch. On my left foot, I'm just flat-footed. And the toe, I need more support under the heel. What the fuck are you talking about? When I was a kid, Converse, that's all you wore. Chuck Taylor's like a motherfucker. If a nail went through it, that's it. It didn't matter, you understand me? There were Chuck Taylor's, high tops. That's what you fucking... If you wore low tops, you were half a fag, and you didn't get up for the national anthem. You wore high tops like a pimp and shit. So at those times, the neighborhood pedophile, I didn't know for sure, but he just had accusations. His name was Mr. Martini. And he wore like a black suit. He was like 60 with white hair. And he always like was kind of creepy. He hated little kids. He'd always give you a finger and shit. Fuck you, you little motherfuckers. And that's how he bait you. You get into an argument with him. Fuck you, Mr. Martini. Fuck you. And he'd chase you and shit. But I never let it get to that. I went to a different route. I used to have my little Converse and shit. I was indestructible with those things. In the mornings, I would take some Santa Rita pennies from my mother. And I'd get some of my Puerto Rican friends and some of my little dirty Irish friends. And I'd go in front of Mr. Martini's house, and he lived in a brownstone. And he lived in the basement right down here, and I'd take pennies, and I'd throw them over into his little thing. And when the little Puerto Rican kids and the Irish kids would jump over to get the pennies, I'd go, Mr. Martini, suck my weenie. And he'd fucking run out of there and chase us to death. And this guy was 60, but he had cardio like a motherfucker. He would chase us to Central Park around the lake and shit. He was amazing. He never caught none of us because the word on the street was, don't let Mr. Martini catch you. He didn't just catch you and rough you up. He beat you up and made you give him oral fucking sex. And he fingered you, there was kids that were missing and shit like that. What happened? Mr. Martini caught him. Nobody ever saw him again. So Mr. Martini, right? I couldn't believe it. He almost caught me one day. And I'm fucking sitting there watching TV with my parents. And all of a sudden they have this advertising for PF Flyers. That they make you jump higher and run fast. I'm like, fuck it, I'm in, because now Mr. Martini can't fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? So I talked my mother into going down there and get me PF Flyers. Mr. Martini, she's like, what are you talking about? He's a fucking pervert, whatever. You know? So I get my PF Flyers, now I'm ready to torment Mr. Martini even better than before. I got a handful of pennies, I get my little Goombas. And we go down there, let's fuck with Mr. Martini. You ready? And they're like, at this point, they still trusted me. They didn't know. As soon as I threw the pennies over, I was going to holler at Mr. Martini to get us. So I throw the pennies over. They jump over. I'm, Mr. Martini, suck my weenie. He wasn't downstairs. He jumped out of the fucking hallway, just leaped at us. And he's on us like a bad motherfucker that day. And he was on fire. He chased us from 88th Street to 127th in Harlem, down to West Side Highway, 12 avenues down, all the way down to 50 fucking Port Street. We're like seven. I'm looking at these other little dirty bats. I'm like, we gotta kick it up here. We're fucking seven. This guy's 80, and he's on our fucking heels.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweiss, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.